WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. We have a concert for you of music derived from the tango, composed by pianist Evan Lurie. Lurie first became known as the pianist in the band The Lounge Lizards, which is led by his brother John Lurie, who has composed music for and starred in Jim Jarmusch's movies Down by Law and Stranger Than Paradise. For the past few years, my guest Evan Lurie has been writing music for bandoneon, which is a cousin of the accordion. It's smaller than the accordion and has buttons instead of keys. Evan Lurie's second album of music for bandoneon has just been released by Island Records. His records feature a quintet, but today we'll be hearing a trio featuring Evan Lurie at the piano, Alfredo Pedernera from Buenos Aires on bandoneon, and Jill Jaffe, violin. Jill plays with John Zorn and Philip Glass and has composed for film and theater. Welcome, all of you, to Fresh Air, and why don't we get started with one of your pieces? That's beautiful. That's a piece called The Spinster's Waltz, and it's also featured on Evan Lurie's new album. You know, Evan, anyone who knows your work with the Lounge Lizards will think, geez, what a odd juxtaposition, because you work with the Lounge Lizards. This is a band that's very ironic in a lot of the music it plays and kind of irreverent. The Lizards, yeah. And this music is very different from that. It's a much more kind of emotional music and a much more stately music.
Well, this is music that I found that when I realized I could really play this music, that this was really what I wanted to do, I was really afraid that, like, you can't write this kind of music, you know, you're betraying the 20th century or something like that.
Well, how did you start writing for bandoneon? It's not an instrument that you play, not that I know of.
Yeah, no. It's a very complicated instrument. It requires some kind of suspension of logic to be able to play the thing. You know, for the pianist, it's like, the piano's really logical. It's like, we read from left to right, and the piano begins, and, you know, which is actually probably an unhealthy attitude for a composer to look at things from moving from...
Linear. From low,
yeah. But it really has the piano is like...
In
logic
a line,
personified.
All in a line, yeah.
But the bandoneon, the buttons, I've never been able to figure out under what system they were possibly set up. There is some, there must be some system, but it just fit with the, you can see why it fit with the tango immediately. It was like this surreal box with these bizarre, this bizarre system of placing the buttons.
Well, Evan, let me ask you to introduce another of your compositions.
This next tune is called Terraces, from a sense memory of Baba Niko's Terrace in Rome.
Thank you.
That was Evan Lurie's composition, Terraces. And by the way, several of the pieces that we're hearing performed today on Fresh Air by a trio are featured in a quintet variation on Evan Lurie's new album, Selling Water by the Side of the River, which has just come out on Island Records. I'll tell you what, let's take a short break, and then we'll get back to more music composed by Evan Lurie for his quintet, performed for us today by a trio of bandoneon, violin, and piano. This is Fresh Air. We're featuring a concert today of music composed by my guest pianist, Evan Lurie, and he's featured on piano. We have Jill Jaffe on violin and Alfredo Pedernera on bandoneon. Evan, I have to ask you, when you realized you were really interested in bandoneon and wanted to write for it, did you have anyone in mind? Did you know anyone who played the instrument who you could write for and play with?
Oh, yeah, lots of people. No, and it was a whole story about... I didn't even know what the thing looked like when I first heard it. I had no idea of its capabilities or whether... You know, can you play two notes at once? Can you play five notes at once? What's the range? What's the lowest note? What's the highest note? Is this possible? Is that possible? Is it possible to essentially play one rhythm in one hand and another rhythm in the other? No, none of this was... And I found a bandoneon player in New York who was Japanese, who just played very literally, you know. Actually, the next song we're going to do has a little section in it where it's just the bandoneon alone for I think it's like one bar or something. And of course, on the page, it's written da-da-da-da-da-da. And this guy, this Japanese player, who played it very literally, he looked at the page, he played, you know. And I thought, oh, boy, this writing is all wrong. I don't know what I've done wrong. But there was a carpenter working down the hall, Argentinian, who heard the bandoneon. So he came. He said, oh, you're working with a bandoneon player. He said, you have to meet my friend. He's a singer of tango. So he brings his... So I find the Japanese guy who is heard by the carpenter, who 10 days later brings by this friend of his who's a singer. And we do some of the singer's pieces, and just myself and Roy Nathanson was there too. And we play these things, and I play some of my compositions, and this Martin says, do you have a bandoneon player? And I said, well, you know, rather proud that I had indeed found a bandoneon player. And I said, yes, I'm working with this Japanese guy, and he says, oh, no, for this music. Again, you know, cultural imperialism and all the rest. He says, for this music, you must have an Argentine bandoneon player. You have to meet Fredo. And then, so another 2 weeks go by, and Martin brings Fredo by, you know. It's like, Alfredo walks into the studio holding the bandoneon, you know. And Roy leans over to me, and he says, this is the guy, you know. But so, if you remember from the beginning of the story, the literal eighth notes, and you'll hear the way Alfredo takes them in this tune.
Thank you.
That really sounded great.
Thank you.
What's the name of the piece?
Falling.
Why so called?
Oh, because... a few reasons. Because I realized I was writing myself into a real, I was writing myself into a corner. And also, I knew that for Fredo, certain things in it would be very strange for him. That they would be things that he had not come upon before.
In tango music, he wouldn't have come upon
it. And so that was a reason to call it Folly, because it was like, do I really want to continue on this?
I should say that Fredo, who plays bandoneon, doesn't speak much English. So is it hard for you as the composer to communicate beyond music with each
other? Yeah, but maybe, I mean, we never mess each other up with like, oh, you know, I had a really lousy day. We never take advantage. We cannot take advantage of each other in that way at all. He knows, I mean, he knows the story. We communicate extremely well. We just don't. We're denied the abuse of familiarity in that kind of way, you know.
Well, I think we have time for one more piece of music.
Okay. This is called Liam. Short and one at the end. You're on.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, thanks to all of you for a terrific concert.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was fun.
It's a lot of fun. Very unusual music. Do you know what I mean? It's hard to categorize. Very, very nice.
Yeah, but I think things really should be hard to categorize. You know what I mean? Because nothing is the product of a single influence.
Let me thank you again for joining us. And again, music by Evan Laurie on piano, Jill Jaffe violin, Alfredo Pettinera on bandoneon. And the two albums of music for bandoneon are Selling Water by the Side of the River and Pieces for Bandoneon, both under the name of Evan Laurie. I'm Terry Grosson. This is Fresh Air.